Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Brokerpreneur podcast. I said that right, right?
You did. You said it exactly perfect. Ambassador of Flow.
I'm Dr. Ben Spears, the ambassador of Flow. Still, man, you know, I love it. I love where we're going with this.
I agree.
But you know, I'm a creature of habit. I'm a creature of habit, Matt. Start saying the same thing, and I just, you know, I end up. If you're watching this on iTunes, Stitcher, don't you? So I'm here with the big guy, as always, everybody. Matt, how are you doing? It is when we're recording this, it is Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you and to our audience, right? Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, and happy Father's Day also, which is the situation I grew up in. Sometimes your mom is your dad too, right? So make sure that if your mom is your dad, right? Because there was one parent that was there. Make sure you wish them a happy Father's Day too. I don't think that's silly. I do that with my mom every year because she had to pick up the slack, you know, all the way around. So man, I make sure she knows how much I appreciate it on Mother's Day and Father's Day.
Yeah, that's exactly right, dude. Tell her I said happy for Mother's Day as well.
happy mother. No, we're not going to say that.
Yeah, we ain't going to say that. Beep, beep.
That's right.
So Matt, you know, we got a very interesting topic today, right? Yeah. We're gonna talk a little bit about marketing over the next few podcasts. We're specifically going to be talking today about, you know, who is your marketing for if you're a broker out there looking to recruit some agents.
Yep.
But I want to talk a little bit about, you know, because again, the Brokerpreneur, we're three episodes in. We had a great episode with Ken Van Loo that dropped last Friday. Absolutely love that guy.
Agreed.
We got another guest coming this week, but we want to keep reminding everyone of where the change came or why the change came. Both.
Right.
And so let's talk a little bit about the topic and talk a little bit about, you know, what, you know, where this all came from.
Yeah, perfect. So of course we're going to talk about like what you just said. We're going to talk about, you know, who is the marketing really about, right? Cause people get confused on that all the time. Right? Yep. So we're going to dig into that just a little bit.
Perfect.
And I'm actually going to try to prove it a little bit. So this isn't going to be me saying, oh yeah, I think this is what it's about. This one's going to be a little bit more in some people's face maybe. So we'll see. But everybody's noticed the change, right? We wanted to make sure they knew why we transitioned from a sexy recruiting name to the Brokerpreneur podcast. Okay.
Yep.
And the reason is simple. We as a company, as a company that owns a couple of podcasts and a lot of other things that have to do with recruiting, we as a company, Prospect Boomerang, we're dedicated to growth. We're not just asking our clients and our listeners to be dedicated to growth, but we as a company are dedicated to growth, right?
Yeah.
And if we're asking them to be dedicated to growth, we have to be dedicated to growth. And that means that what we're offering to our customer has to be focused on what they said they wanted, which is the key thing there.
Yeah, exactly. And that's not to say that, you know, guys, we're not going to, you know, stick with, you know, basically the main theme of what we were talking about with SRP. Sexy Recruiting Podcast, you know, we're still dedicated to breaking the taboo of recruiting. you know, we're still dedicated to growth and profitability. And we want to make sure that, you know, everyone out here just maintains a quality pipeline. But essentially our focus and what we've really found, you know, the focus of our guests and the feedback that we're getting from our listeners of what they actually, you know, want to hear is they want to say, listen, like, right now I'm stuck in this place, right? Yep. Maybe you're still selling real estate, but you don't want to.
Right.
We want to help eliminate all those things that you're doing that are preventing you from transitioning from being a salesperson to a CEO.
Yeah.
And that's where the entrepreneur of Brokerpreneur came. So, you know, let's start being business owners. Let's start being, you know, the CEOs and kind of taking our business to the next level, maintaining a quality pipeline the whole time we do it.
Right. And people that don't want to make that transition, you're still going to get a lot out of this, but that's not really who this is focused on. This is focused on those people that don't want to be that salesperson. They want to be in charge of their business, right? Everybody's going to get some value out of it because we research our topics really well. Right, we pay a lot of attention to what goes into our topics. Not to mention the experience that both of us have that adds to whatever topics. you know, as we're putting together some of the content that's upcoming and everything, and we've got, you know, another challenge that after we wrap up our listing challenge, we've got a really cool event and really cool challenge coming up, right?
Yeah, very cool.
So, you know, what I noticed was, you know, what we do, Ben, is a masterclass, right? It's not a beginner basic level class, right? There's tons of people that just put so much of that stuff out there that is just the basics. I mean, literally, you can go on YouTube and hear 500 people saying the same thing with their own little twist of what worked for them. And I love that. Okay. That is very important.
Yeah. Or trying to sell a tool that was obsolete like 2 years ago.
Right. Correct. Or selling, even worse, selling their little spin on a tool that was obsolete 2 years ago. Right.
Yep.
But the key thing for us is what we're doing is we're talking about a masterclass on certain things. And that's really what we want. That's where that brokerpreneur comes in. That's those people that want to take it to that next level. And that's what today's topic is actually talking about. Right. So whenever you're marketing, when you're putting marketing collateral out there, who is it really about? Most of the time, it's really about the broker. Okay. And so I'm going to throw some things out there, and this is the part that I think was going to kind of be in everybody's face. And we've said this on several podcasts before, but it's important enough to keep reiterating this until people stop doing it. When you announce a new agent coming to your company, that should not be about your company. That should be about why that agent joined your company. Right. And so that's what a lot of brokers do. They're like, they're proud of the fact that they just hired so-and-so. And so they're grabbing that little 1 minute of fame whenever they actually put it out there because they feel like they need to do that. And that's actually diminishing some of the value of how they could truly leverage that to get the result that they want. So what they're doing is they're grabbing on to something that they think is helpful to them. And they're actually diminishing the return of that because their advertising is about them instead of about why that agent joined them. You follow me? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It's always welcome to our team.
Yep.
Blank. Yep. Right. Like, you know, it's never why did you join? Right. We want to make, you know, this the perfect experience. It's, hey, we're awesome. And we got this person.
Yep. Yep. Instead of going, hey guys, I'm with Ben today. Ben joined just recently joined my company, which is, you know, Banana Republic Real Estate. And Ben, you know, you were at a great company. You decided to join our company. What was the one thing that really helped you make that decision? And now who is it about? Right. Yeah. It's about Ben. Right. So so that kind of brings us to the next thing that happens a whole lot, you know, there's a lot of people out there talking about tools and systems in their videos, right? I'd love it that they're grabbing onto videos. Perfect. But absolutely, they should be doing that. Okay. But what ends up happening is they make their videos about their tools and systems. Okay. And that's not what they should be doing. There's a real simple way, you know, in our mastermind group, we recently just talked about this. And I know we had some people that just had aha moments. And so what we did is we explained how to discuss your tools, but how to put it out there in a way that was really powerful for them to be the audience that's seeing these to understand that it's about the results of the tools instead of about the tools being used. So that mastermind group, I absolutely love that we got a bunch of great results out of there. And And so talking about expenses and cost and how much dollars that you're spending and everything. So a lot of times, you know, the biggest thing that people will do is they'll put out, you're going to make more money by being here. You're going to be X amount of commission split. You're going to be Y amount of whatever. Does any broker out there think that they're the only one sending that? I mean, just honestly, are they? I get them all the time. I mean, I literally get texts and emails and shit like that all the time with people saying, oh, come get 100% here, wherever that is. What is the differentiator in that? The reason why that's an issue is because that is about that brokerage. There's a way that if you have 100% brokerage, there's something you could say in that email that completely stops it being about you and the brokerage and turns it truly into them. You're assuming that they know what to do with 100% of their money. That's what that broker is basically saying. Oh yeah, you know exactly what to do with it. You know, has it crossed some people's minds that maybe the agent is thinking, if I had 100% of the money, I'm not sure what I would spend that money on marketing wise? Has it crossed anybody's mind?
Yeah. It's so easy to it's so easy to even talking, you know, let's say whatever form, let's say it's an email or something like that, to even talk to them in a sense of, because even if the agent is thinking, whoa, I can keep 100% of this money, which means I can go buy, you know, more stuff at, is Banana Republic even open anymore? I think we go buy more stuff at Banana Republic. You saying something in that medium, whether it be a letter, an email, a podcast, even you saying something that opens their eyes to listen, we're going to give you 100, but we're going to show you how to turn that into more deals and more monies, or more monies, more deals and more money. Give me the monies. it may spark something in them that even if they're not thinking that, they're starting to think, holy cow, I wasn't thinking about that.
Yep.
Yeah, I might want to sit down with this guy or this gal, hear what they have to say, whether I even am thinking about joining another brokerage, just to see, well, I wonder if I could pick up some information from them on how to get more deals. And once you do, of course, you're building that trust, you're building that rapport. You know, it's up to the broker to kind of to close that if it's the right agent. Absolutely. For the brokerage.
Absolutely. And they stumble across that, right? They just have an issue with getting away from it being about the brokerage and actually turning it into being about the agent, right? And there's such a simple way of doing that. And so it's something that if once a broker sees it, once it's obvious to them, they're like, oh my gosh, I will never do that again. The cool thing is, once you see the simple way of how to do this, you can actually teach your agents to use that, and it makes your agents more productive as well. Right. But we're not going to dig into that part of that right now. But right.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Cause how many agents are out there? Like, I'll do your deal for 4% or whatever.
Right.
And sellers are thinking, well, gosh, like I'm getting all these emails and things 4%.
Yeah.
You know, what if your agent actually learns something for you and says, well, yeah, maybe I'll do it for 4%, but here's why, and here's what's going to benefit you. And honestly, even here's what's going to benefit me as well.
Yep.
Right. That way all parties are transparent, but don't do your deals for 4%.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So there's a, you know, that's the $6 haircut fix is what that is. That's exactly.
Right?
So,
yeah.
So, you know, here's another thing that happens a lot in recruiting ads, right? Mm-hmm. They treat it like a banner ad. Right. So everybody loves the crazy bouncy man that has the air flying, you know, and on the side of the road.
Wavy working tentacle droids.
That's right. And it's because it gets people's attention. Right. Mm-hmm. And then what they have the flags next to it. And some of the flags say things like, you know, free whatever today, or, you know, whatever it is. And they've got that offer that's on. The ones that work are the ones that are about the consumer, not about the company, right? So if it says, you know, if it has that silly man, right, is what my family calls him, and then the two flags on the outside say something like, we sell more tires than anyone else. Who gives a crap? You got their attention. Who cares that you sell more tires than everyone else, right? What they want to see is a $99 tire special. And so people do that all the time in their advertising when it comes to recruiting. They get their attention, they get it out there, and then all of a sudden the ad is about them. We hired 122 agents, or we did this, or we sold this much in production.
Jerry Seinfeld says, he says, you know, McDonald's, they're still counting the burgers.
That's right.
99 trillion sold, 100 billion, million, zillion sold. Yep. He's like, we get it. You sold a lot of burgers.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, you're exactly right. You know, people like seeing that, hey, you know, 2-for-1 burgers. They don't really care, like 9 million, zillion, billion, jillion burgers sold.
Right. Great, you've got a system.
Yeah, exactly. Way to have a system.
Yeah, you should. When I pull up, I expect you to have a system. That's not a surprise to me.
800 zillion cows.
Murdered.
Slaughtered.
Right. So if anybody out there is with the ranch cow, I'm not a vegetarian, neither has Ben.
No,
we don't mind a burger close. At all.
That's right. Yeah, I don't mind a couple burgers.
Yeah, that's right. So the next big thing that people need to look at, right? Not to be too much in everybody's face, but look at your careers page. Who is it actually talking about? Is your careers page, is your About Us page talking about all your accomplishments and all your freaking awards? Who cares? When someone goes to your careers page, man, 100% it should be about them. Absolutely, yes. It should be about if you want to put your tools out there because you think that they're unique, put them out there in a way that doesn't make it about you displaying your tools. Again, that was what we talked about in that mastermind group that was
so helpful. Yeah, you're going to be able to accomplish this because this is because of this tool, right? Yeah. Like you everything is you. It's not, we have the best tool.
Right.
Okay, great. But if you say you're going to be able to reach the goals that you have set, mm-hmm. and we have this tool to help you do it.
Right. Yep.
So it's just framing it with a cup. It's like one or two little sentences, you know, but before or even after, because you're so right. Too many people say, well, we were founded in,
right,
1972. Right. Like, you know, y'all we can't all have see major my suits.
Yeah, like, y'all can't see my finger right now, but it's spinning around in circles in the air for who cares.
How many times have we gone to a brokerage page? It's like we've been a real estate brokerage forever.
Right.
It's right. Like I guess that's cool.
Yeah. Right. So let's talk about that for just a second, okay?
Hey guys, this podcast is powered by Prospect Boomerang.
We all know broker owners struggle with profitability. Prospect Boomerang compounds your profits by recruiting the best agents to your brokerage.
For consistent growth, visit prospectboomerang.com.
Okay, so let's dig into that for just unpack that for just a minute.
Sure thing.
It is important to talk about your age, right? We're joking about it, but it's important to talk about your age. But when you talk about it is what matters.
Yes.
If you talk about it too early in the process, people are going to get a stodgy feel.
Yes.
They're not going to get a history of success. That's not what they're going to look at. You have to be able to explain that part to them. So on your careers page, you're going to put, you know, a history of, you know, understanding and adapting to technology and growing better at what you do and how you do it. And we can only do that by listening to our agents and helping them expand their success. Not, we've been here since 1949. Right. That does not say the same thing.
Yeah, the black and white photos.
Yep. There's a time for that. You sit down in the interview, talk about your culture. That's one of the four pillars of the recruiting interview is culture. Right. So you're going to talk about that culture, but you have to discuss it at a time that you can discuss it, not at a time that you advertise with it, because that leaves too much open to the imagination on what it is that they're seeing. Right.
Yep,
which kind of brings us to the last one, which is training, which you were just touching on just a second ago, right?
Yep.
When you talk about training in your interviews, you have to make sure that the training is not a regurgitation of a menu of classes, which is what most brokers do.
Yeah.
So what you have to do instead is you have to make sure you're applying the classes that are specific to their needs. That's what we're trying to accomplish in that. And there's a real easy way of doing that as well. And I mean, that's what we want to make sure that our clients are doing, is they understand how to have that conversation, because culture and training should coincide in the interview process, because that's two of the four, you know, recruiting interview pillars, right?
Yep, absolutely. So, guys, yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things when it comes to training. It's the same thing about those tools. It's the same thing about you know, talking about your age, you know, as far as, you know, the About Us page and talking about, you know, how awesome you are. They only want to know, if I come here, am I going to close more deals, or am I going to make more money via the three ways that Matt always talks about? And can you show me or help me do that?
Right.
Right. So every single step of this, right? Like you start with, you know, what are your goals? You know, what are you trying to accomplish? Oh, that's killer. We have a bunch of tools. I'm not even going to talk about all of them because there's this one that worked that specifically, you know, helps with the type of goal that you have achieved. Are you trying to reach that goal? We offer a lot of classes. I'm not going to waste your time like going through a menu of classes, but there's this specific one that I really want you to attend because we specifically talk about that. And you know what? I'll sit down with you after that class and really make sure that you understand it. And we devise a plan from what you've learned to reach your goal, right? Yep. Like you don't have to talk to them about the other, you know, 17 FISBOs and Expire classes that you offered. They don't care. Like they're like, I don't want to call expireds.
Right.
Right. Like I want to accomplish this like in this way. Then that's all you talk about. They're sitting there telling you what they want.
Yep. Yep. And all you have to do is listen and apply. Yep.
That is exactly right. You just have to listen and say, oh, that's what you want. Yes, we have that. Let me show you what it is and how it's going to help you.
Yep, completely agree.
That's it.
So here's the best way to encapsulate this, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
If I was going on a first date, right, for some reason I'm not with my wife, who's the most incredible person on the face of the earth, and I was going on a first date with someone.
Yes.
And I sit down at that first date and I say, oh, well, you know, I started in real estate this, and I've accomplished this, and I ran the top office that was this, and
exactly.
I had articles published that was this, and I've done this, and I've done that, and my kids are incredible because of this, and because of that, and I go through all that. Do you think I'm getting a second date? Not with the person I want a second date with. I might get a second date with somebody that looks at things just like that.
Yeah, that's or likes you Jeeps.
Or likes Jeeps. That's exactly right, because, of course, I have a four-door Jeep that gets rained out in the past 2 weeks, so I've got the doors off.
Yeah, they're like soggy bottom boys in the Jeep.
That's right. So, but unless that's what they want, you're going to miss a lot of great people because you're so busy talking about you. Just treat it as if you're on a first date. How would you deal with the first date? And you deal with the first date by learning about them and sharing about you and the things that you have in common. And you can only do that from listening, right?
Exactly. Matt, so you know, all of these are symptoms.
Yep.
Right. So I'm Dr. Ben. All of these are symptoms of why so many people dread recruiting.
Yep.
Right. You're bragging on the first date, you're talking about all your tools, you're talking about all your training classes, you got all these things. If the diagnosis is you're kind of self-centered, right. Selfish,
right?
Talking to yourself,
or you're accidentally doing what everyone else has done, which is what's really happening here, Ben. That's
even worse, you're working under someone and they're telling you this is the right way,
right,
and so. I'm setting up that we're going to come to an action item at the end.
Yeah, perfect.
So if that's the diagnosis, you know, let's give an action item after I close it out. Of course, I'm going to let you summarize it should you want to. Let's talk about at the end an action item that we can give everyone to say, okay, well, though I'm diagnosed with talking about myself.
Right.
You know what? What
do I do?
What do I do, or how do I find out if I don't talk about myself?
Right.
So you want to summarize really quick? I'll close it. You'll give the action item, and then you know we'll close it from there.
Yeah. So be careful about how many tools you discuss. Right. The tools need to be the ones that they want to learn about, not the ones that you think are going to win them over. How much do you talk about your expenses and how low your company dollar is, right? Instead of talking about the three things that truly impact how much money they can make off the transaction. You know, how often are your recruiting ads look like a banner ad instead of you asking a question about what's going on with them, right? Look at your careers page. Is it talking about how your company helps them? Or is it talking about how great you are? When you hire them, what's your social media post like? Is it is it really about you? And it just happens to have their picture on it. And when you talk about, training and stuff like that in your recruiting interview, how do you know what training to talk about? Did you ask questions to be able to do that? Or did you just start talking about all your training? That's what we discussed today that really makes a difference. And the key to all of this, we have the solution to help people understand how to do this the right way. But the first step is just acknowledging that maybe you're doing it in a way that needs some attention to it, right? Maybe that's why you're not succeeding at the level with getting those new opportunities that you want to succeed at, is because maybe you're doing some of these things and there's a little bit of a shift that needs to be made.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, guys, before we get to that action item at the end, if you happen to be listening to this on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, any of those platforms, make sure you hit that follow button. If you happen to be watching this on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, that bell right beside of it. You get notified every time we drop a new episode. If you want to watch all these in the same place, go to prospectboomerang.com. Click on podcast at the top. Everything Brokerpreneur is right there. Sign up for our VIP list. We'll send you monthly recruiting tips and tips, tricks, and hacks. We got a marketing guide, guys, that we're finishing up on. And as soon as we have that finished, we're going to let you guys know. It's going to be a free download that you guys can get. But to get kind of some, sneak peeks or already get on that list, just join our VIP list and we'll make sure you get that marketing tutorial. Right when it's finished. So, Matt.
Yeah, man.
I got big muscles. I got a fast car. You gotta take your shoes off to get in it, because I always like keeping it clean. It smells like Armor All. You gotta love it. My house is so big.
Right. is that your first date pitch?
Yeah, it's my first date pitch.
I got you. Right? So we might need to work on that.
Yeah. Well, that's just first date, man.
All right. Let's see how many second dates you've been on to see how many first dates is how that's working.
Yeah, it only takes one, man. It only takes one.
So here's an action item. So here's probably the smartest thing that you can do. If any of these applied to what's going on with your recruiting and how you're trying to attract people and interact with them, if any of these did, go to your last three hires and ask them if they looked at your career page on your website. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ask them what they looked at. Ask them, was there anything enticing to them about that? Ask them if it influenced them joining your company.
Yeah.
The reason why is if it didn't, it should help you be part of that process. You're not going to leverage your career page or your about us page to do all of the heavy lifting for you. But you have to make sure that page is actually about them, because you never know when someone's looking at it. That's just the truth of it.
Yep, you're exactly right. Awesome, guys. Well, Matt, I'm trying to think of something else that I could say. That I have so many t-shirts.
Yeah.
Does that do anything? I don't know. I'm just, guys, I don't have any first date game. Okay, so don't worry about it. I haven't been on a first date in like 20 years.
I hear you, man.
Pretty sure I pulled out that I have so many t-shirts lying. Feel free to use it.
Right. If you think it'll work for you.
Yeah, exactly. We're coming out with a first date tutorial.
No, we're not.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I can't tell you how bad that tutorial would be. That would be like the worst tutorial ever. That would be like the opposite tutorial. What do you call an opposite tutorial?
Yeah, it's a no tutorial. I don't know. How not to.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, we do our best to come up with all these first date lines. We work even harder to get rid of the taboo behind recruiting and brokerage growth.
Yep.
And we do that for one reason and one reason alone. And tell us why that is.
Because we want to be part of their win.